A small team meets inside a large tent set up at the biblical city of Shechem, just at the edge of the modern village of Nablus, Israel.
Dr. Dawson, thank you so much for having them put up this tent for us.
Oh, you're welcome, Jesse. I thought since we'd be spending a good amount of time out here excavating the ruins, a shelter would make it more tolerable.
Okay, Ian. We have two copper scrolls set out on the table.
So column 3 of the original copper scroll mentions that several treasures are buried in Milham?
Right, Jonathan. But nobody has heard of Milham, so these treasures have remained hidden. But the first scroll stated that it would be explained by another.
So when we discovered the second copper scroll, it clarified that Milham was the city of the king who helped the Habiru.
And when we investigated the British Museum, we learned from the Amarna tablets that the city of that king was Shechem. So we can assume that Shechem is in fact the city of Milham mentioned in the first scroll, which is what brought us here.
Ian, I left our tool bag out in the jeep. I'll be right back.
Oh, Akiva, I'll get it for you. I left my glasses there anyway.
Dad, this is going to be a really exciting adventure.
What do you say we should be investigating the
city? Okay, where'd we leave the...
Hey, you! Yeah, by the jeep! I saw you! Hey, you can't hide there! Stop! Hey, don't run! Who are you? What are you doing here?
Who was at the jeep? Will the team find the treasure of the Copper Scroll? To find out, join the adventure in Jonathan Park and the Treasure of Shechem. The intruder hides behind one of the block walls of the archaeological ruins, with Ian chasing close behind.
I caught you! Look, I can see you behind those blocks. Stand up and turn around. Do I know you? Take off your sunglasses.
Happy now?
Miles Morgan!
You're so annoying.
What? What are you doing here?
It's been a long time, hasn't it, Ian?
You're following us?
Maybe I'm just on a tour of Israel. Look, I need to get out of here.
But why? Why are you...
Ian, you better not say a word about this, or there will be some serious consequences. Understood?
Wait! Come back here! Tell me what you're up to!
Bye, Ian!
Where's Ian? Wasn't he just picking up some tools?
He's been gone a while.
Oh, he's probably making some more publicity calls.
He's missing out on all the fun.
Yes, so here's a map of the site.
This really lays it out nicely.
Akiva, would you mind reading column 3 of the original copper scroll while we look at this diagram of Shechem?
Sure. Dig down 9 cubits into the southern corner of the courtyard. There will be silver and gold vessels given as offerings, bowls, cups, sprinkling basins, libation tubes, and pitchers. Altogether, they will total 609 pieces. Dig down 16 cubits under the eastern corner to find 40 talents of silver. Votive vessels and priestly garments are at the northern end of the dry well located in Milham. The entrance is underneath the western corner. 13 talents of silver coins are located 3 cubits beneath a trap door in the tomb in the northeast end of Milham.
Wow, as you're reading, I could see the tomb right here on the map.
Joseph's tomb.
Oh, and look down here, to the southeast of the ruins, Jacob's well.
Yes, and here at the temple was a courtyard.
I think Shechem completely fits the description of Milham in the Copper Scroll. Sorry I was gone so long.
Dr. Dawson, are you okay? You look pale.
Yes, I'm fine.
You have the tool bag?
The what?
The tool bag! The thing you went to get out of the jeep!
Oh, yes. I forgot them.
And your glasses?
Yes, they're out in the jeep.
Ian, are you okay?
Yes. Okay. So maybe we ought to start our investigation with a quick survey hike.
Hmm.
Everybody with me?
Are you sure you haven't already gotten a little too much sun, my friend?
I'm fine. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready.
T-shirt! You like to buy a t-shirt?
No, thanks. I know what I'm after.
You want something delicious to eat?
Yeah, I'll take some canapa.
That will be 12 shekels, please.
12 shekels? Hey, lady. You may have the best pastries in this marketplace, but don't you think that's a little much?
It is the best kunafa, really good. And the price is 12 shekels.
Oh, fine. Then you can keep
Miles, Morgan,
Yeah, that's me.
You're coming with us.
Who are you? Pastry lady's bodyguards?
Let's move, right now.
Okay, I'll pay the 12 shekels.
This way, Mr. Morgan.
It's pretty amazing that the modern city of Nablus is right next to the ruins of Shechem.
It sure has been fun hiking through all these remains of the ancient city.
What an honor to be here. This place played such a major role in the Bible that I thought we could look up a few verses. I've written them down. Jonathan, could you read a few for us?
Sure, Dad.
Well, first is Genesis 12, 6 and 7. The city of Shechem has a long history recorded throughout all of Scripture. In this verse, it is called Sichem. Jonathan.
And Abram passed through the land, unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him.
Wow! So Abraham was standing right here when God promised to give him the land, hundreds of years before the Israelites received what was promised.
Yes. The next major event was many years later when Jacob bought land in this area, the place where his son Joseph would eventually be buried.
That's in Genesis 33, 18 and 19.
All right. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, 400 pieces of money.
Isn't this also the place where Joseph's brothers were herding sheep before they moved to Dothan? Were they sold them into slavery?
Yes, that's right.
Jonathan, Genesis 37, 13 and 14.
Okay. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said unto him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem.
It's amazing how many biblical accounts took place right here.
And Jesse, we've hardly scratched the surface.
Miles, Miles. Welcome to my little home away from home.
Hey, take it easy. You ripped me away from the market right in the middle of buying some canapa.
We both know why you're here, don't we?
Because you don't like pastries?
You made contact with Dr. Dawson.
Oh, you heard about that, huh?
Now Dawson knows you're here.
I didn't know he'd catch me. I was seeing what I could find in his Jeep, and he just caught me off guard.
That could blow the whole mission.
Hiding's not my best quality. Intimidation's more my thing. And with that in mind, I'm suspecting he hasn't said a thing to the others.
I want you to be careful. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Okay, team. I brought you back to our tent so we can talk strategy. Akiva, could you get out the replica of the original copper scroll?
Yes, sir.
Let's read the section about the treasure buried under the tomb.
Sure. 13 talents of silver coins are located 3 cubits beneath a trapdoor in the tomb in the northeast end of Milham.
The tomb of Joseph. Weren't his bones carried all the way from Egypt?
Son, can you look up Genesis 50, 25 and 26?
Sure.
You remember how Joseph was sold into Egyptian slavery? He served in Potiphar's house and then was sent to prison and eventually became a leader under Pharaoh. God raised him up to save his father, Jacob, and brothers from a famine when they moved to Egypt. Joseph made a request before he died. Jonathan?
And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
And now Joshua 24:32. After wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, the Israelites finally arrived in the promised land.
And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground, which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph.
He was finally buried on the very piece of land that his father Jacob had purchased hundreds of years before.
Wow, and here we are, right next to the tomb where Joseph's bones are buried.
Oh, Jesse, we need to be careful about that. While this tomb's traditionally been claimed to be Joseph's, there hasn't been any way to positively confirm that.
But we do know for sure that he was buried somewhere in Shechem, because it's recorded in God's Word.
So are we going to investigate the tomb?
I think it's the most clearly defined location in the scroll. At least it's a great starting place.
But Ian, you know all the political issues involved.
Is it dangerous?
Well, the tomb is in Palestinian-controlled territory. However, visits are allowed, but usually only in the middle of the night and always with Israeli military escort.
Jim, I want you and Jesse to stay back at our hotel.
So how are we going to get in and out safely?
Akiva, don't you have a cousin high up in the Israeli army?
Yes, but I haven't talked to him since I banked up his jeep, so I really...
Contact him. Work it out, won't you?
I'll do my best. Do we have enough in the fund to pay for a little body repair for his jeep?
Akiva, we have plenty right now.
Okay. I'll see if I can arrange a midnight escort into the tomb.
The scroll says that the treasure is located under a trapdoor beneath a tomb. I mean, I know this is a sacred site to many, many people. How are you going to find it without doing any damage?
We're going to need ground-penetrating radar. We want to see if the trapdoor's there first.
I'll call my uncle about that. He's been in debt to my family ever since he stole my father's goat.
Akiva, where would we be without you?
Hello, Santa Fe Correctional Facility.
Hello, I was calling to check the status of a prisoner.
Check the status?
Yes, I want to find out when a certain prisoner was released.
Sir, that's usually not public information.
I know, but this is very important. I would like to know when Miles Morgan was let out of prison.
Look, we're not allowed to... Did you say Miles Morgan?
Yes, I had heard that he was serving a very long sentence, but...
Sir, this is a very serious matter. I need to inform you that this conversation will be recorded. Please hold while I transfer you to my supervisor.
Wait, I'm in no way associated with...
Please hold for my supervisor.
Look, I need to go.
I want you to stay on.
Bad move.
Jonathan, thanks for riding with me to get the ground-penetrating radar from my uncle in Jerusalem.
No problem. He was quite a character.
Yes. Oh boy, does that run in my family. My grandfather was a legendary character, as you say. And my nephew is a real comedian.
Comedian? That's funny.
Oh, really? You can catch his act every Friday at the Jerusalem Bistro. Fortunately, this silliness has skipped over me.
We're almost back to Shechem, aren't we?
You're starting to know your way around, Jonathan. Hey, don't be obvious, but glance back as I pull up into this intersection.
You mean at the side panel that just fell off the Jeep when we hit that last bump?
No. The vehicle behind us.
What do you mean? Oh, wait. White robes.
I think it may be the Naysenes.
Oh, no. Really? How'd they find us?
They must have been waiting for us.
And they saw your Jeep when we went into the city.
I think we're in serious trouble.
Oh, we've got to get away from these Naysenes.
Hang on. Let's see if we can lose them.
They're still behind us.
Well then, we're going to head through here.
I don't think this alley was built wide enough for a jeep like this.
I didn't know these Essenes could drive anything faster than a camel.
They're starting to lag behind.
Now's our chance.
You're not going to. I guess you are. Whoa.
Whoops. I think we owe this family a couple of dozen eggs.
Great. A chicken coop.
I think we're hidden.
There they go. They didn't even see us.
I'm afraid that by going to get the GPR, we've accidentally given the Bnei Essenes enough information to know that we're in Shechem.
That's not good. Now they're going to harass us out of the site.
I guess what is done is also finished. Now, let's go visit the family who owns this coop and apologize and pay for the damage. Then we better get this GPR to Ian, because we're going to Joseph's tomb at 2 a.m. in the morning.
All right.
I need you to hurry. I noticed there were several Palestinian youth around the area.
Thank you for coming with us, Naaman.
You need an army officer escort. I owed your cousin a big favor.
I think it's neat you brought a dog.
Yes, the Israeli army has long made use of dogs. I am in charge of training this one, Ileana. She goes everywhere with me.
I'm surprised. This is just a small brick room.
Without a roof.
I feel like a secret agent, sneaking in under occupied territory at 2 a.m.
Okay, secret agent Jonathan. Let's not forget why we're here. Let's get this ground-penetrating radar working and see if we can determine if there's a trap door underneath the tomb.
Whoa, look! Ian, this is the tomb, eh?
That's correct.
Just a square block of bricks and mortar next to the arch.
Jonathan, wouldn't it be neat if this were the actual final resting place of Joseph?
Ian, the display's reading just fine.
Okay, I'm going to work my way around the entire thing to see if I can find some hollow cavity that might indicate a trap door or a shaft.
Ileana, what's the matter? I think the GPR is bothering her ears.
Nice dog. May I pet her?
Yes, gently.
Hello, girl.
She sneezed.
Try that again.
Okay.
She must be allergic to Americans. Just kidding. Something on your clothes or something.
Wait, do you hear that?
There's something going on outside.
I'll be right back. Stay, Ileana. I'll protect them.
So, Ian, what are you finding?
Nothing. There certainly doesn't seem to be a trapdoor underneath the tomb.
Everyone up against the wall. You hear him. Against the wall.
Where'd you come from?
Quiet. Now listen to me, and nobody gets hurt.
Hello, DNN Newsroom.
Hello, my name's Mike Richardson, and I'm calling with a news story for you.
I'm sorry, you called the newsroom, and we're swamped right now. You need to email us with...
It's about the team looking for the Copper Scroll.
Oh, that is one of the hottest stories we've got going.
Well, I've got the other side of the story to tell, and I'm willing to be a guest if it will help.
Okay, you say you're with the other side of the story. What exactly does that mean?
How come the man's out there checking for trouble? Well, we got plenty of it in here with us.
Control your dog, or I'll slice it with this knife.
Ileana, come. Buena, Ileana.
You, Americans, give me your wallets.
Akiva, distract them.
Jonathan, bet the dog.
Okay,
I'm working on
it. Here, Ileana.
Wow, I've got dog saliva on my arm.
Get back. Got your knife. Now your turn. Get on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Excellent
job, Dad.
How did you distract him, Akiva?
I told Jonathan to pet the dog.
Which made him sneeze.
I don't get it.
Muslims can't stand dogs.
We cannot touch one, or we are unacceptable to Allah.
Is everyone okay?
They were trying to rob us.
But Dad got him.
Wow. All the action was in here.
Yes, we noticed that.
Okay, you two, up. It's time to get out of here before Akiva finds us more trouble.
Coming.
You up, Ian?
Yes. Oh, quite an adventure last night.
Sure was. Ian, I'm a little embarrassed to ask, but last night in the scuffle, I broke my camera.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was using it to document our discoveries.
Well, here you go, my friend. I want you to buy the best camera in Israel.
Whoa, Ian, this is way too much.
It's okay. Buy what you need and keep the rest. Consider it a bonus.
Oh, I couldn't. My father taught me better than that. I'll buy wisely and I'll bring you the change. So, it looks like we're doing pretty well financially, huh?
Akiva, it's like never before. I just heard from our support and publicity office. With all the press we're getting, I guess donations are pouring in from churches and archaeological societies and people all around the world.
What a blessing to have so many supporting our work.
Yeah, this has far exceeded what it was in the glory days. I tell you, Akiva, we're earning prestige and affluence like never before.
But our goal is to show how archaeology is in harmony with God's word.
Oh, of course. Mission number one.
Well, I better go. I want to purchase the camera and be back in time for our strategy meeting at the pen.
Righto. I'll see you then.
Okay, Ian. So here we are. What's next?
I've been reviewing the GPR scans we were able to make at the tomb. It certainly appears there's no trap door underneath.
How can that be? The Copper Scroll said there'd be one.
Unless there's another tomb.
Oh.
Wow. It must have been neat to be at the place claimed to be the very burial tomb of Joseph. This place is so full of history.
I was continuing to read more about it in the Bible. Jesse, after the conquest, remember how the land was divided amongst the tribes?
Yes.
Shechem was given to the tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's son, and also served as a city of refuge.
It's also mentioned in Psalms. For example, chapter 60, verses 6 through 8, God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth.
Okay, now that we've failed to find the trap door under the tomb, we're going to take a little break from the hunt. I got a call from my publicity office. It turns out that one of those cable TV shows that follows the mysteries of archaeology has asked us to be guests on their show. We record in Jerusalem tomorrow morning in front of a live audience.
Wow. Oh, Yofi!
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, we're almost out of time with the team looking for the treasure of the Copper Scroll. Guys, we've talked about your initial discovery in the Dead Sea Cave, the parchment from Qumran, and what you hope to find. But Dr. Dawson...
Yes, sir.
Not only can you tell from our charged-up audience, but everywhere you look, it seems that a wave of Copper Scroll fever has swept the world. All eyes are on what you're going to discover next.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad for all the support.
And Dr. Park, as captain of the creation response team, I'm sure you're glad you teamed up with Dr. Dawson.
Pierce, we're glad for all the archaeological discoveries which bring further attention to the accuracy of God's word.
Any last words, Mr. Brennan?
I want to suggest that as people follow our journey to these different sites, they may also want to read the actual accounts in the Bible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the team on the hunt for the Copper Scroll treasure. You've been watching Ageless Mysteries. I'm your host, Pierce Montgomery, signing off before a live studio audience in Jerusalem. Tune in next week as we look at a secret passage under the ancient pyramids of Egypt.
Okay, team, I brought you out here to the ruins of the Temple of Baal Berith.
So, can you explain what we're seeing here?
This is the largest temple discovered in Canaan. See how far the ruins stretch? 70 by 86 feet. The name Baal Berith unfortunately means Baal of the Covenant. And just adjacent to these ruins was a great courtyard.
The courtyard mentioned in column 3 of the Copper Scroll!
We hope so.
Did you know that this temple's mentioned in Judges 9:4?
That's true.
Yeah, the account tells us about Abimelech, the son of Gideon. Now, he desired to become a ruler over the tribe of Manasseh, and the citizens of Shechem funded him from the treasury of this temple. His uncle spoke to the people of Shechem, convincing them that Abimelech should be ruler.
Verse 4. And they gave him 80 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal Berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him.
It says that he bought off people to follow him, right here at this temple.
Now, see the courtyard? Look just past the southeast corner. See that large limestone stela sticking up?
Oh, just right there.
This was possibly the one that Joshua set up in Joshua 24:26. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord.
Wow, that's really something.
While that may be the one set up by Joshua, we're pretty sure about something else about it.
What's that?
Getting back to our story about Abimelech, after he paid people to support him, they made him king. Back to Judges 9, verse 6, it tells something else about this pillar. Jonathan, are you still at chapter 9?
I sure am. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Millo, and went, and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem.
But when it comes to Judges chapter 9, there's one more significant site that we can see here. It's the east gate of the city.
After becoming king, Abimelech was headed out to battle, and Zebal, the governor of Shechem and his enemy Gaal, watched Abimelech and his troops approaching from the gate, just as we read in verses 34 through 40.
So once again, we're surrounded by the very places that comprise the accounts of God's word.
Thank you, Brother Gamliel, for joining me here at Shechem.
You are more than welcome, Shimon. We must honor our vow to protect the temple artifacts.
Below us here is a temporary tent that they have set up as their headquarters. They've been investigating the tomb of Joseph and seem to be proceeding to investigate many other sections of the site. They are gone right now.
How close do you believe them to be?
They have been thorough in their work. If the temple treasure lies here in Shechem, I fear these artifacts will end up in the wrong hands.
Then, my dear brother Shimon, time to call in our brotherhood.
What are the B'nai Essenes planning to do?
Will they stop our team from finding the treasure of the Copper Scroll? To find out, join us next time for part two of Jonathan Park and the Treasure of Shechem. You've been listening to The Adventures of Jonathan Park. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as our team learns deep secrets in an ancient well in part two of Jonathan Park and the Treasure of Shechem.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.